Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Best Life Cafe. I'm Kathy Anello here with the amazing
Tim Poma at your service, ready to rock and roll and start this morning off on the right foot.
We are working on an introduction so that we don't have to do this anymore. It's so funny because we noticed, I just want you to know that we listen to our own episodes and we know that we interrupt each other in the beginning all the time. I did it today. Even though I said it right before the show, I interrupted you.
Well, I mean, I get it. We're just so excited to see each other. We don't, you know, we come together for podcasting purposes only. And on occasion, we get to see each other out and about in this wonderful world. But recently, it's just been a podcast thing, which is totally fun.
I know. And just a couple of the little introductions. I'm getting all these. Of course, I'm getting all these interruptions in my phone right now. Okay. So, welcome. Good morning. I am so excited about today's show because Christmas is absolutely my favorite holiday. And we were discussing about, the holidays, the Thanksgiving, the week from Thanksgiving all the way to Christmas. It's just a crazy time in everybody's life. Everyone's going 100 miles an hour. Everybody's trying to figure out their budgets. How can I plan for Christmas? How can I buy everything that I want? Or maybe I can't this year, you know, and there's so many different dynamics to Christmas and what's going on that I feel like we need to talk about how to keep our energy up during this time, how to support each other during this time, and really just how to have fun in the next 5 or 6 weeks because it goes so fast. And then you're in a new year and you're like goal oriented and everybody's like on, you know, work mode. So I was going to talk about the first thing I wanted to bring up was that this Saturday night, December the 4th, the ice skating rink is open. And one of our local contractors, John Duran Construction, is putting it in. And there's also a trucker's parade Saturday night on December 4th. So if you kind of kicking off Christmas this Saturday, and I just want to encourage everyone
kicking
to show up
off.
And support, like support our town and support the small town Christmas that we didn't have last year. I missed it.
Yeah. Yeah. Bring those littles out. I mean, the ice skating rink is a good time. I used to, when I worked for the city of Ukiah, help put that on, and it's a no small feat, takes a lot of people, a lot of donations to make it happen. And it's really great that our community can come together and give our community something really fun to do for the littles and the adults. You'd be surprised at how terrible people are at skating in this town, but they are enjoying themselves immensely.
Okay. So fun fact, you know how I always get a story that digs out of every podcast, but about 4 or 5 years ago, we snuck into the ice skating rink at like 11 o'clock at night. Okay. I want to say it was 2008.
Oh my goodness.
So it was 5 of us and I didn't do this, but they literally were belly flopping across the ice skating, like on their belly.
That's so
like
funny.
Diving, and I was standing there going, "We're going to jail," you know, like I was that girl, you know, like, "You guys don't do this," you know. But they will still to this day remember that night as one of the funnest Christmas nights. Like, we broke into the ice skating rink.
I can imagine. You know, the funny thing is that when you said that you guys had done that, I was thinking to myself, "What were you doing? Sliding across your belly?" And then you said you were sliding across our belly. And I was like, of course you were. That is exactly what I would have done,
okay, so
too.
I'm not encouraging that. I'm not encouraging this action. But, you know, I always have some crazy story about something. And there it is. That was your crazy podcast story for today. What I really love about this town, as I was really just kind of looking around this weekend, I was kind of walking around downtown, is how cute the stores are right now and how much I know they went through and how it's so important for us to shop local this year, the way around. Eat
especially.
Local, shop local. You know, because a lot of times people go to Santa Rosa and then they eat in Santa Rosa. But you should go plan your shopping day in Ukiah and eat in Ukiah. You know, like, absolutely, do the same thing you do, but here.
Yeah, I think that shopping local this year is going to be more important than ever, as we see all kinds of shortages and things like that. We should really utilize the tools that we have at our fingertips here in our community. And when I say here in our community, I'm also referring to wherever you are out there in the world listening to this podcast. Make sure that you dig in to the people that are there and that have been there for us for days and years. They had a real rough go last year with the pandemic and everything like that. And so let's revitalize these small businesses that show up every day and do their best and make it awesome for us.
Yeah, I mean, it's so important to support small business right now. I don't think there's ever been a time, like, we always hear, you always see these little, you know, posts, support your small business because you're helping a dad pay for, you know, his baseball uniform for his kids. You're helping a mom, you know, do certain things. And so it's important to really just bring it this year, because they came back, you know, they came back. And that, I think, was one of the most important things for me. It was like, who's surviving?
Yeah. And, you know, one thing that people may or may not realize is that if you have littles that play soccer, sports, baseball, basketball, any of those things, most of those teams are sponsored by small businesses in the area. And, you know, unless we're supporting them, how can they support us type of situation? So let's really focus this in this year. Ran it in, kids. We got this.
So one of my friends owns Body Glow in Ukiah, Sarah Ringgold. She's an amazing store owner, business owner. She just really, like, I love her store. She's got so many cute little gifts and things for people, kids, and just services that are out of this world. But she posted this thing today that really just hit my heart, and it said, here's your friendly reminder to check on your boutique owner friends. They are 1 week away from the busiest month in retail. They are surviving on lukewarm coffee. They have been listening to Christmas music 24/7 since Halloween. And sleep? What's that? All while trying to provide you with what Amazon will never deliver, personal service. Support your friends and shop small this holiday season. And I was like, oh, my God, that is just the message that I want this podcast to have, is that the shopping small. And so I just want to give a shout-out to Body Glow, and I want to tell you that if you go to her store and you spend $80, you're going to be entered into a contest for free tanning for a whole year. And
that
everyone's going to spend $80 on their daughters or their, you know, kids this year. So head over to Body Glow, and then you could also maybe win and give them a free year of tanning, which would be awesome. So I just thought, and I know that a lot of places are doing these fun little things this year that to motivate and, you know, inspire people to shop small. So that was one that I know of. And I also wanted to just mention the Mendocino bookstore, because a lot of times, you know, I know people are really not reading anymore. As an author, I'm very aware that people are not reading, that they want to listen.
Have you seen, there's a video going around where this guy goes around and asks people, like, what books are you reading? And everyone looks dumbfounded. And he's like, well, how about tell me an author of a book? And they're like, Dr. Seuss? I'm like, oh, boy.
Oh, my God.
It's been a while since you picked up a book, huh, buddy?
Well, as an author, that makes me want to cry, because I'm still writing. And it's like, I know that when I release my next book, it has to have an audio with it. Like, I can't just release a book and expect to have people interested. Like, some people will be interested. And Kindle, thank God for the Kindle, because people still download your books. I'm a written word person. Like, you, I get lost in a book, you know, and it's really important to me that people keep reading. But I know that you know, you're going to listen to audios. But I just want to say that Mendocino Bookstore has been around in our town forever. And it would be really nice to support any book buying that you do by going into them in the first part of December here. Or you don't have to go to Amazon to get it, I guess is what I'm trying to say. And I will tell you that if you buy from a local bookstore, your author is going to get more money than if you buy it on Amazon. I know this for a fact.
And Amazon doesn't need any more money. No.
Say that again. I'm sorry.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I said Amazon doesn't need any more money.
dear God, no. Dear God, no. So where do you like to shop? You're an artist. Where can people get this amazing art that's hanging all over this town?
Wow. Well, I mean, there's a couple of great places. Medium Gallery, which is a brand new gallery. I actually haven't even been in there yet, but it's made by a couple of my friends. They got a place over in the Pear Tree Shopping Center and have this really great gallery mm-hmm. going on. And I think right now the show that they're holding inside of it is nothing is over $200. And so that's really great for art because it gives you a lot of opportunity to, you know, help support some of these creative types that may or may not know are making the world a beautiful place. One painting at a time, one sculpture at a time. What is
Will
the other gallery
in Friday?
Town?
Will there be a first Friday this week?
You know,
I don't know.
I was talking to Mo after the last first Friday, and there was only two people that showed up to my event.
To
hers, I think like two people did as well, and we had a discussion. And my art will be hanging at Mo's 104 South School Street, no, North School Street, for the duration of Christmas. And I'm going to have like a little private show and stuff like that. I'll send invites to people and come check it out, come look at some new art. Yes, in December.
Okay, I want an invitation to that. Get me out of the house.
Well,
please.
Of course, my dear. Of course.
I'm like all over the map. Like, I really have been very antisocial in the last 2 weeks. I'm not really sure why. I've just been in that like nocturnal, just turning down invitations, which I never do. It's just really weird kind of nesting mode that I've been in. And so I'm going to get out a little bit this month. I'm planning. I also wanted to mention something that just randomly came into my mind. During the holiday season, most people give 150%. Like you have to go to your job and you got to give 100% there, and then you got to go home and you got to give another 50% to 100% there, and then you're just like, there is no me time, there's no anything. So yesterday somebody said to me something about working, and I said, actually, I'm only giving 75% this week.
Yeah, good for you.
Right? And that is kind of my theme for the holiday season is like, you don't have to do it all. You don't have it is what you got. Be happy with 75% because there's so much push to do 110, do 150. You got 200% in this. Like, no, 75. 75 is my thing right now. So I just wanted to pass this little tip along that it is perfectly okay to hold on to 25% for yourself this holiday season.
Absolutely. Learn to say no, ladies and gentlemen. It's an interesting skill to acquire, especially as someone that likes to say yes a lot. But I definitely notice that during the winter months, I tend to be a little bit more of a homebody. Maybe because it's cold outside, it gets dark at 4:30 in the afternoon. I'm like, what happened to the sunshine? I thought we were like, oh, okay, whatever.
Don't we live in California? Hello.
Yeah, we do.
But yeah,
I think so.
Women especially tend to think that they have to do everything. So I was that mom that, you know, on Christmas Eve, I'm still up at 1 a.m. wrapping presents. And so another really cool tip. So there's two things. Like one, if you're a grandparent, right, and you have grandkids, take your grandkids so that your kids can have time to do their thing and really not have that. Like my mom never did that for me. And I was always like, how are you supposed to do all of this and take care of five kids? Like it was impossible. So I encourage you, if you're a grandparent, go grab your grandkids for 2 days or 2 days in a row. Give mom and dad a Saturday and a Sunday to just get all their presents and get all their presents wrapped and get them hidden. And so that they're not scrambling on December 24th, it would alleviate a lot of stress for them. Just passing that along.
It seems like I can remember my mom and dad always scrambling at the very last minute. It's like procrastination is king. By the way, if you're trying to not be stressed, don't procrastinate because nothing worse than having undue pressure on yourself as you're walking through, you know, gotta dust those cobwebs off.
I started a tradition last year where I take the kids the day before Christmas Eve, all the grandkids. And we do crazy, silly Christmas stuff, and we drive around Ukiah, and we look at every little town. And that's the other thing, like mindless driving with the kids, like going and looking at Christmas lights. Like, I have videos where they're in the back seat, and they're just like, oh, my God, you know, and they are having so much fun. So that is a great way to just, like, get out of the house, put the kids in the car, and just start driving around to all the neighborhoods, especially in this town. Like, we really do it up. I'll be posting videos sometime later in December. But so it's really important that that's something that's not going to cost a lot of money, but the kids are going to love it. And you drive really slow and you roll down the windows, you know, and it's just a way to bring Christmas cheer into your life without having to spend a whole lot of money, you know?
Yeah, totally. I like it. And make sure we go up to the snow when it starts snowing, because that's another fun activity. If you have four-wheel drive, of course, like, please don't put yourself in predicaments that might get you stuck.
I would love to have snow this December. Let's just do a little mantra for snow.
Oh.
It would be so lovely. You know, the other thing that you can do, like, a lot of times the financial strain at the holidays is a thing, because you're just, everybody has a sort of like lifetime budget. You know how much you make, you know how much it costs you to live, right? Like, those are given. And then this season hits in and you're like, holy Lord, I got to spend another $1,000 extra, like, at least, right? I don't think I've ever gotten out of a Christmas with under $1,000 ever, because I have a big family. So one of the things that I was thinking about, like, what can you do if you don't have money to gift somebody? And I, oh my God, you can cook for someone, right? You can have movie night. You can give your spare time to somebody. Like, I had somebody last year, I had an injury, and I had somebody help me wrap all my presents, and I paid her to do it, but that gave her money for Christmas, and it alleviated all of the stuff for me. Shout out to Emma. Like, it was the best. It was the best.
Thank you, Emma.
Emma's one of my bestie's daughters, and she really helped me out last year. Like, it was amazing. I had a lot of presents, and I did not have the physical capacity, because I had a neck injury, to sit there and wrap them all. So, like, find, you know, those high school girls and call, you know, that are willing to do some of this and alleviate some of the stress for you. And if you're a college girl, start that business and shout that out on Facebook. I will wrap your presents. You'd be surprised.
Dude, present wrapping, wrapping wrappers. I love it. I was going to say, we were kind of talking about financial stress a little bit, and I was reading a survey from Healthline. It said 44% of people say they are stressed out during the holiday due to finances, family tension, being overscheduled, choosing the right gift, and trying to remain healthy. And I think that you know, that sums it up pretty much in a nutshell. That is exactly what the holiday seasons are like, right? Do you have good standings with all of your family?
I do. There's no drama in our family. There's no, like, we just actually decided on Saturday when we were all going to get together. And we like to do a big white elephant exchange, you know, where you can steal people's gifts, and it's hilarious. And my brothers are all jokesters, and so it's just one of those. And then I have my grandkids. We do a little talent show, you know. So, like, we practice, and we're going to have, like, you know, they're going to get out there and sing in their little Christmas dresses, because we do it at my brother. My brother's a biker, and he has a clubhouse, right? So we go to the Rip City Rider Clubhouse for our Christmas.
Clubhouse,
it's a big space. Yeah, no, and it's like, you know, bikers everywhere, everything's bikers, but they decorated it all for Christmas. And it's just like, I think, oh my God, what is my 5-year-old grandchild going to remember? His Christmas was at the biker club. But it worked.
Leather chaps, assless leather chaps. Yeah. No, I'm kidding.
They don't do that, but they're pretty hardcore testosterone filled men, you know. But it's cool. And so we go there and we do our little thing, and it's super fun. Like, my family's super funny and fun, so I never a hard time. But one of the things that I was thinking is that, how do you know if somebody is depressed or going through something? And some of the signs would be, you know, if you see that there's sadness, or they have a loss of interest in their usual activities, if they seem overly fatigued, social withdrawal, changes in your sleep patterns, like, watch your family members. And if they're starting to get stressed or depressed or it just doesn't feel like they want to participate, like try to pull them out some way. And even if it's just like, let's go watch Home Alone or Surviving Christmas or what's, Four Christmases, like go
Elf.
Find yourself or, oh my God, like Christmas Vacation, funniest movie ever.
Oh God, that's great too. That's great.
That's great.
Last year, Drew, myself, Emily, got together and watched like a whole day worth of Christmas movies. And it was so fun. We watched Home Alone 1, 2. We watched Elf. We watched Christmas
right?
Vacation. God, we watched a cartoony thing too. I can't remember what it was. But, you know, we legitimately spent like, I don't know, 12 hours watching.
I freaking love that though, because that, like, if you're looking to how do I get in the mood for Christmas, that right there will do it for you. Like watching funny Christmas movies, it'll bring out, you know, laughter is the best medicine for anything. It's the best medicine for stress. It's the best medicine for healing. It's if you have a broken heart, if you've been sick, like laugh really can change everything in your body. So I really am a strong advocate for people doing that. And then I am a silly romantic, you know, so I watch like romantic movies and I like get a little teary-eyed, you know, and I'm always like, you know, it always has a happy ending. And so like I always every Sunday night, like I pick a movie, I really just kind of Rochambeau it, and then I'm like, okay, that one, you know, I kind of just flip, and then I just watch one. And I love that ritual for myself. So I wanted
to
recommend one movie that probably a lot of people don't know about, this movie, and it's called Last Christmas. And it had moderate success a couple years ago in the theaters, and then, you know, pandemic happened and I ran across it last year. It was the sweetest movie about love and afterlife. Like it was amazing. I don't want to give any more of that away, but I want to strongly tell people to put Last Christmas on your Christmas watching list this year. It's a beautiful movie. Beautiful. You will love it.
Heard it here first, folks. I'll check it out. I mean, anything about life and death, I love it. Great.
Right. That's what I was saying. Like for you.
Oh man. So.
All right.
Kathy,
so let's give a shout out to. Go ahead. What were you gonna ask me?
I was just gonna ask you. Well, do you get stressed out these times of years or this during these times?
I really don't, because here's why. I know what's going to happen to me 4 weeks from now or 6 weeks from now when January 1st hits because of the line of work I'm in. And so I really embrace these six. I like, because it's first, you know, birthday week starts Thanksgiving for me. Thanksgiving week starts Thanksgiving, birthday week. So I kind of just chill during that week. And then I look forward and I say, no, I'm going to have a great time for them. I mean, my calendar right now, Tim, honestly, is booked solid. The only plans I don't have is New Year's Eve. I have not made any New Year's Eve plans, but up until the 27th of December, I am booked every single weekend, every single night. I just have something going on. I mean, I have some downtime in there, but so I never get stressed out because I know I'm about to walk into stress. So I really use this time to just embrace the downtime and just embrace the beauty of the season. And, you know, I'm a big Christmas,
that's
besides
great.
Summer, Christmas is my thing. So I don't get stressed out during this time. I don't worry about money. I get the presents that I want to get. I mean, and I try to keep it, you know, like this year, I'm especially trying to do like one big present rather than a bunch of little ones. You know, I was thinking about, you know, really, what do you need? How many matchbox cars do you need? How many, you know, like I have a lot of kids. So it's like, what do? You know, I want to do one big thing and, you know, $20 you know, in a car. Like kids love money. My grandson asked me for one.
Everyone
I gave
loves
him last
money.
Year. Last year he wanted tens, so I gave him tens in a jar. This year he wants ones, so he'll get ones in a jar.
Great. Yeah, I could fill
but
ones in a jar. I got lots of them.
Right? Like, what a cute gift. Like, your 10 or 11-year-old boys who like money right now, like mine, is he's money obsessed, but he loves money, and so he always walks around with $70 in his little wallet. Most of it's ones. This is an 11-year-old kid, and he'll
wow.
be like, you want me to buy you something, Kiki? You know, like I'll be like, no, we're good. You know, he is going to be the one.
That's
like, I'm
so
like, you're
cute.
The one who's going to take
adorable.
Care of me. you get older.
Someone's got
but
to
so
do
that,
it.
Well, shit, yeah, who do you want to put that on? Him. I'm like, you're going to be driving me to the grocery store and shit.
Driving Miss Daisy.
Oh,
driving Miss Daisy.
So I want to do some shout-outs before we get to the end. I wanted to do some shout-outs to some businesses that I really want people to take advantage of in our town. And similarly, if you are in a different town, which a lot of our listeners are, you know, post on your own Facebook or social media thing the stores that you want people to shop at in your local area. There's this little thing going on Facebook, like your top 10 stores, and you can click on it and put your, you know, your support on Instagram, and tons of people are sharing those right now. So I had like 195 people look at my story, and I was like, what? Because I usually average about 85. And it was all these people who were in that contest all over the world posting those pictures. So you get a lot of exposure if you're trying to build your platform, but it also you're supporting all these local businesses. So I was wanted to talk about labels. My shout out to my friend Janae. She put together this, she bought this recycled fashion business, and she has turned this into a high-end, incredibly clean, beautifully put business, and her prices are incredible, and I would strongly recommend shopping at Labels. And then there's Liv and Jax and Eden and Mode, and they're all kind of in that same area, and they all have amazing clothing, and they are handpicked by the owners. Like, they're not just like factory picked, they are handpicked. And so all of those fashions, I would love to just like push you
yeah.
guys there.
And another really great place that I love to go during the holiday season is right there on the block is Three Sisters. They have, you know, crystals, tons of healing books, all kinds of different tarot decks and things like that. And, I have a bunch of really hippie-ish friends. I don't even know what you would call us necessarily. But they love that kind of stuff, and I do too. I actually really love going in there. So that's
I
one
love
on
that
my list.
Store. Yeah, they're on my list too. In fact, they were on my tag for the 10 businesses because they've been around for a long time and they've held it together. And, you know, there was a time last year when they thought they were closing and then they didn't. And so I say, get out there and support Three Sisters. That's a great one. Moonstone Gold, right around the corner, across from Oco Time. Beautiful handmade jewelry. Beautiful crystals and stones and candles, and she has clothing also, and it's an adorable little store. She had a Black Friday. She's going to be doing promotions the whole month of December, so I would strongly put Moonstone Gold on that list as well.
Totally. And then, of course, the Dragon's Lair. Who could forget the Dragon's Lair?
Yes, the
like
Dragon's
a big
Lair.
Version of Three Sisters. They have a little bit more of a selection of random oddities that are found throughout the world, but it's like such a cool store, and it's got a really nice vibe to it, and I'm sure that anyone would appreciate getting some gifts from there. They have jewelry and all that stuff. It's beautiful.
And, you know, on that note, I just want to side note that there's a proposal in the city to tear down that whole corner right now, if anybody else knows that. And they want to take down Dragon's Lair, the whole building, Tom's Glass, and put something different there. So hopefully this town will fight that and keep those two businesses who've been around forever in their locations, but I don't know where it's going to go. I just read a little tiny bit about it. So support Dragon's Lair this year because they may not be around next year or they will have moved. The other store that I absolutely love in our downtown is called ER Energy. Okay. So it's where she's right at the corner, right across from the Thomas Plaza.
Stevenson.
There's a little dog Stevenson. Store there too. So if you're looking for your pet, that's
oh, that,
a cute little shop.
That place is great.
Yeah. But ER Energy is Christmas heaven. You walk in that store and you have everything Christmas, ornaments and plaques and platters and towels and everything that you need to decorate your house for Christmas. Go to ER Energy because it's so cute right now. It's worth the visit even if you can't buy. It's just fun to go.
They have a great candle selection. When I was making those Volkswagen bus candles, me and my business partner went in there and smelt all the candles to make sure that we were making the appropriate scented fragrance buses. And it was really nice to have them there.
All right. So coming to the end, I just want to say that if there's any, if there's anything that you really, really want this Christmas, right? There's nothing like a good wish on a Christmas star. I just want to say, like, last year you were able to actually, remember when it lined up last year and you were able to go out and see the Christmas star? But I just want people to have faith and hope. And I'm a wish on a star girl. So I would be like, if you have a wish or something really in your heart that you want, take advantage, like right around December 21st, you know, when they come out, get to that Christmas star and make your wish.
Yeah, totally. I've got one wish for world peace. I wish that we could all see that we're the same, and it's a beautiful thing, and it's really beautiful to be different. We should accept and embrace one another and be full of love and, you know, usher in that new era. That's my wish.
I mean, we have in 2022, God only knows. We'll save that for another show. But I think that for the last 2 years, as a collective group of humans, we have been put through more than we ever thought we could handle, and we've handled it. And these businesses are actually a testimony to that, because we know they were closed in 2020. We know 2021 has, you know, divided so many people that you don't really even know how to act anymore. Even in a store, like, there's like conflict sometimes and things going on. So we have collectively had so much going on, and we come out stronger, and we're going to come out stronger, and we're going to come out together. So I really, really support that too.
Every single
time.
All
right, my dear. Have a beautiful
day. All right. Well, thank you for
day,
listening,
everybody.
Everyone. Yeah, we'll catch
like,
you on the flip.
Share, subscribe, review. All right.
You know all those
thank
things.
Thank you so much. All the things.
Blessings.
Bye.